this story's kind of about Lauren today anyway, so that'll work. Oh, it's harder and harder. Oh, good. We have more kids. This story is about parties. Yesterday, I was invited to two parties. One of them, I actually got an invitation for. Does this look familiar? This was an invitation to Lauren's party yesterday at her house for her adoption that went through on Thursday. Isn't that fantastic? So I got a written invitation, even though I live right next door to her.
It was printed.
And so I went to her party. I got another invitation yesterday to a birthday party for a friend, and that one came from a phone call just saying, we're going to have a dinner and a party for Bill, and we'd like you to come. So party invitations come in different ways, don't they? But we generally go to parties if we get invited, don't we? You've been invited to parties before? You've been invited to parties before? But usually, if somebody's having a party and we're not invited, we generally don't go, do we?
But if we know about it and they know we might come.
Oh. Well, I know that sometimes somebody might have a party, but I don't get an invitation or a phone call or anything like that. And generally don't go if we're not invited. But there is a story in the Bible about someone that did go to a party that they weren't invited to. It comes to us in Luke, the 7th chapter, where Simon, who was a Pharisee, invited Jesus to his home for dinner. And word has it on the street that Simon did this because he really just wanted to look good in the eyes of the people that he worked with. So he really didn't maybe believe everything Jesus had to say, but he wanted to look important. So he invited Jesus to his home for dinner. And this woman came to Simon's house, even though she had not been invited to the dinner. And this woman was not so good. She was not a really good person. She made a lot of mistakes. She did a lot of things wrong, made some bad choices, and people in the town generally knew that she had sinned a lot. But she came to Simon's house, and all she did was stand behind Jesus. She had heard, see, that he was going to be there, and she wanted to be near him, and that's all she wanted, was just to be near Jesus. And she loved him and believed in him so much that while she was standing there, she just cried. Have you ever just cried just a lot? Maybe you felt bad about some of those choices that you'd made and you just knew Jesus was right there with you. And you just cried, and she cried, and her tears fell, and they fell on Jesus' feet. But she didn't have anything with her, so she bent down. She had really long hair. And she took her hair and she wiped her tears from Jesus' feet. And she had brought this jar of perfume, and it was really expensive. And so she took some of the perfume and she rubbed it on Jesus' feet. Well, Simon, the guy that was having the party, he was not happy about that. First off, he didn't really want her there because he hadn't invited her. And he just couldn't believe that Jesus would let her stand there and wipe his feet, knowing that she was a sinner, that she was a bad person. But Jesus saw that Simon was very upset. And Jesus said to Simon, you know, when I got here, you didn't offer me any water to wipe my feet with, and they were very dusty. Yet this woman had her tears on my feet and wiped them with her hair. And you didn't even kiss my cheek when I got here, but this woman has kissed my feet. And you didn't offer me anything to anoint my head with. But this woman has taken her perfume and put it on my feet. Therefore, her sins are forgiven because she has shown me love. God says to us, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. And when we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, we have only to ask His forgiveness, and He gives it, like Pastor Kyle said last week, 70 times 7. You remembered that story, didn't you? Not only did Jesus forgive the sins of this woman, but He tells us to forgive ourselves as well. When we fall and we make mistakes and we make bad choices and we do wrong things, we are forgiven by God and we shall forgive ourselves as well. So are we more like Simon or are we more like the woman who came uninvited to the party?
The woman.
And we are forgiven. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to walk with you each day, to know that you have forgiven our sins and to forgive ourselves as well. In Jesus' name, amen.